Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, everybody. I want to welcome you to another edition of the Miracle Man Show here on Monday, March 1st of 2021. And I'm your host tonight, as usual, the Miracle Man. And I want to, like I said, I want to welcome you to another edition of the Miracle Man Show. And we're so glad that you made the determination to tune into this broadcast tonight to learn more about God and to learn more about the great things about our Lord God. And we're so grateful that you've made the determination. Whoever you are, wherever you're listening from tonight, whatever time zone, whatever country, whatever continent, and we're just so grateful that you've determined to tune in tonight. And by the way, if you're just surfing online and you found this broadcast somehow, don't log off. Because if you're tuning in, it's not by accident at all. I don't believe it. But I wanted to let you know, first of all, right off the get-go, that this is the only show of this week because I have a conference starting at my church tomorrow night, which is called the Holy Spirit Conference. And the Holy Spirit Conference is about the Holy Spirit. It's about letting God just come in that sanctuary and do whatever he wants. And of course, I want you listeners to be led. I want you listeners to be led by the Spirit of God. Amen. I want you to be led by the Spirit of God, not by your own, you know, intuitions, your own fruition, what have you. I want you to be led by, first and foremost, the Holy Spirit. And the Bible even says, as many as are led by the Spirit of God. You know, the Spirit of God will quicken your mortal body. It'll quicken your mortal body. Amen. And so, we will be having service starting with tomorrow night at 7, 6:15 prayer. And then on Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, we have morning services at 10:30 a.m. And then just like tomorrow night, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, we also have an evening service at 7 p.m. with 6:15 prayer. And these Holy Spirit conferences are very powerful, and the focus is on the Holy Spirit. I want to encourage you to come out there if you can. It's at Living Word Church. It's at 2010 North Stark Road, Midland, Michigan, a mile north of US 10 on the west side of Midland, just northwest of Midland. So, like I said, it's out there at 2010 North Stoke Road in Midland. If you are unable to attend, you may go online to marktbarclay.com and click on the link that says Stream Live, and you will be able to live stream every service, both the morning and the evening sessions. And obviously, if you're used to a camp meeting, and obviously sometimes at camp meeting, different places will have like different guest speakers and the like. Well, the Holy Spirit Conference is kind of our version of a camp meeting, you could say. Although, we don't do it in the summer. Because, for whatever reason, a lot of camp meetings are in the summer. I want you to pray for the Holy Spirit Conference. I want you to believe God with me that my body is healed, that Jesus would just strengthen me and just deal with me, do whatever he wants to do with me this week. I'm believing for my body to be healed this week. I am setting my expectations very high, which if you set your expectations high, instead of setting them low, the higher you set your expectation, the more apt you are to receive what you're believing for. If you go into church expecting go to church, you know, sing a song, give in the offering, hear a little word, you know, sing three hymns, three hers, in by 10, out by 11, dry cleaning service. You know, that's what you're going to get if that's what you're expecting. You know, if all you expect is God to just do a little dry cleaner, you're just going to get a dry cleaner. Now, if you actually expect God to move and do some things and believe him and pray and ask him, and you live the way he wants you to and what have you, and do what he asks you to do, then you're more apt to get what you're believing him for. To get that miracle, to get that impartation, to get those revelations, to get those, whatever it is that you're believing God to do for you. And so, do you believe God for me, with me? I believe God that whether you come to the services, whether you stream the services, I'm going to believe God that as you participate, that you will receive all that God has for you this week. As you spend time in his presence, as you enter into praise, as you enter into worship, as you enter into prayer, as you enter into the word, and by enter, I mean, you know, as you enter and receive from the word of God that is preached, as you expect God to move, and God can heal you, God can fill you, can fill your spirit whether you're in that sanctuary or whether you're at home. Now, I wish that you would be there. Because, of course, if you're there, there's believers to rub shoulders with. Or, you know, socially distanced, Air 5. You know, Air 5. You know, to like, let me think here. I don't know about you, but I like the good old handshake more so than the little Air 5. Remember, Shelley, I got called out at Invasion from the pulpit for the Air 5 because I didn't give an Air 5 because I did a high five instead. Remember? It's on YouTube too. On the video from Friday Night of Invasion. Yep. Oh man. But anyhow, you know, people that, you know, rub shoulders with to believe with. And but obviously if you can't be there, maybe you're not in the area or whatever else, by all means, tune in. Believe. Expect God to move. And I don't want you to sit there and just think of it as, oh, it's another great conference. I want to be, this conference changed my life. That is what I want it to be. And I'm sure the more you expect out of it, the more you'll get. And obviously you got to be, you know, hungry, expecting. And by hungry, I mean spiritually. And you got to be thirsty. I didn't say spiritually dehydrated. I just said thirsty. If you're spiritually dehydrated, that's not good. But that can be what happens if you're spiritually dehydrated. That can mean like you don't have faith. You're all in fear. You're not reading your Bible. You're not praying. That's not good. You have to have that relationship with God. And of course, when I come back on Monday, I will update you, fill you in on what happened at the conference. And I hope, my prayer is that I'll be able to tell you about some wonderful testimonies. Testimonies of miracle healings and other great miracles. And I'll talk some about what was preached on. The Spirit, Holy Spirit. Because obviously it is a Holy Spirit conference. So, of course, one of the best things to preach on at a Holy Spirit conference is the Holy Spirit.
And what are you believing for?
I'm believing for my healing to be made manifest. I'm believing for the Holy Spirit to reveal things to me about what He wants for me. What does He want? What does God want me to do? And there's something we always say. You know, Dr. Buckley has said for years. I shouldn't say he always says it necessarily, but I will say that it is something that he has said a lot over the years. He has had us repeated over the years that what he believes God for all the time, and these is demonstrations. That's when God shows his power to the Holy Spirit. Revelations, that's when God reveals things. Illuminations, that illumination means light, like so you'll be able to see clearer. Like spiritually. Divine deposits, that's when God deposits things into your spiritual bank account. Oh yeah, demonstrations, revelations, illuminations, divine deposits, you know, healings, deliverance. Yeah. This is a big one I just thought. Manifestations. That manifestations mean that's where manifestations of healing come in, of deliverance come in, of salvation come in. Meaning, you know, when people give their lives to him, through Jesus we were already saved. But we all have to ask for salvation. Ask him into our heart. That manifestation in your body, Jesus already paid the price so we could be healed. So that means whatever you got going on in your body, you've already been healed. But that thing has to manifest. Manifest. And that's what this manifestation thing is about, where it becomes manifested in the way that you notice. And when something is made manifest to you, you can feel it, you can notice it. So yeah, manifestations, demonstrations, revelations, illuminations. Yeah, demonstrations and divine deposits. And that's what I believe God for. From this conference, of course, I have things specific for me that I want, like that I mentioned, but this other thing, like I said, is for God to show up, like in a very special way. I can remember, or at least know that he talked about, way back when, at one point, he talked about how one night, Jesus literally walked the aisles. He literally walked the aisles of that sanctuary, literally. And so I'm expecting, you know, great things. And as for a time schedule, when does it get done? Obviously, that's up to God. But you're going to participate in it, which I really hope you do. I want you to believe God for him to move on your behalf. And so, with that in mind, I will not be here on the show tomorrow night or Wednesday night. Now, next week will be next week, though, we'll be back to normal, as well the week before that, the week after that, which is the week of the 15th to 17th. you know. But as for that week after that, the 22nd to 24th, I will be doing a show at least. Probably be able to some verses in that. But that week, 3 weeks from now, I'll be in Florida for a few days. And I'll kind of let you know what I've been up to. I'm thinking maybe Monday night is when I'll do it because, of course, Wednesday we have to fly out. And so I'm thinking maybe Monday night I'll do it because then I'll sell off stuff on Tuesday. And then as for Wednesday, I'll be having to unpack when we get back. We don't fly in until like 5 something. And so that's just letting you know about what's coming up. As we get closer to Easter, I will teach you again about Jesus shedding his blood and dying on the cross for us, the sayings of Jesus, why they're so important. And we'll just be discussing all that great stuff as we're now in, we're getting very close now to that Easter season. Yes, we are. Sorry about that, listeners. I was just checking a time. The plan for the rest of the night is we're going to sing a couple of songs. And then we're going to get into the Word, continuing through the Book of Psalms. After that, I will have a quick sports update, talking about the Tigers briefly, as well as Michigan basketball, as the Wolverines are riding high. Yes, they are. And so I'll be talking about that. But first, I want to remind you this episode is brought to you by the fantastic Chick-fil-A sauce, which you can now find at your local Target. Apparently, I've been trying to find it. I don't know where it is in there. I want it. There is a certain chicken sandwich that McDonald's now has. But the kicker is, and it has the chicken and the pickle. But here's the kicker. It doesn't come with any sauce. How do you spend 18 months coming up with a sandwich and perfecting the recipe to not come up with a sauce for it? Really? Come on, man. But that's why the Chick-fil-A sauce needs to save the day. I didn't try the sandwich yet, but found out somewhere. You know what? What I said about the chicken sandwich, zip. I have to try it for myself to see how it is. But I'm not getting it without it. Because I'm going to try it without it, and then a couple of bites without it, and then I'll have the rest with it, meaning the sauce on the sandwich, to see. Does it live up to that Chick-fil-A sandwich? But for the record, listeners, yes, I love the Chick-fil-A sandwich. That Popeye's chicken sandwich? No, I have not tried it yet. Not yet. But someday I will. No. Oh, but anyhow, been brought to you by the fantastic Chick-fil-A sauce. Great sauce for dipping. And as they say over at Chick-fil-A, my pleasure. Yes, they do. Yes, they do. Also, there was something about Coca-Cola. Another brief thing I was going to say real quick, then we're going to get into a couple of songs. And that is, I was in the store today. I was in the grocery store here in Midland. I had some things I needed to pick up. But they had these Dr. Pepper beans in the store. Imagine that, preacher man. They had Dr. Pepper beans in the store. I'm still looking for Coca-Cola beans. Do you know where they are? Shelly, do you know where the Coca-Cola beans are? I found Dr. Pepper beans at Walmart. But where are the Coca-Cola ones? Come on. Come on, please. I know what Preacher Man is thinking if he's listening in. He's thinking, yay, Dr. Pepper. They have these certain beans. Coca-Cola is still better. And yes, there is a Coca-Cola cake at Cracker Barrel, only available at limited times. But nonetheless, they still got it. And my mom and I had worked years ago on a song for Coca-Cola. I am not going to sing it tonight. I will try it another time. Tonight is not the night, though. I'm ready to move on to other things and to get into the meat of the night. But first, really quickly, I want to remind you to please go to PayPal. I have a PayPal account now. We can go to paypal.com. In the search bar, type in Rivers Shukla. First name is Rivers, R-Y-V-E-R-S, space Shukla, S-H-U-K-L-A. And give as you feel like it. Be led by the Lord. You can sow as much seed as you want, and I'll gladly receive it, and I'll be praying for you. And so, amen. Now we're going to sing a couple of songs. Nothing but your presence, nothing but your glory, nothing but your perfect will be done in me. I want to feel your heartbeat, be consumed with your desires, set ablaze, oh my God, with your holy fire. All I want is you. All I want is you. I won't let anything else in. All I want is you. Nothing but your presence, nothing but your glory, nothing but your perfect will be done in me. Nothing but your presence, nothing but your glory, nothing but your perfect will be done in me. I want to feel your heartbeat, be consumed with your desires, set ablaze, oh my God, with your holy fire. All I want is you. All I want is you. I won't let anything else in. All I want is you. All I want is you. All I want is you. I won't let anything else in. All I want is you. I won't let anything else in. All I want is you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Welcome into this place. Welcome into this broken vessel. You desire to abide in the presence of your people. So we lift our hands and we lift our voice and we offer up this praise unto your name. Welcome into this place. Welcome into this broken vessel. You designed to abide in the praises of your people. So we lift our hands and we lift our heart and we lift our hand and we lift our heart and we lift our hand and we lift our voice, and we offer up this praise unto your name. Welcome into this place. Welcome into this broken vessel. You desire to abide in the praises of your people. So we lift our hands and we lift our voice and we lift our hands and we lift our hearts and we lift our hands and we lift our hearts and we lift our hands and we lift our voice and we offer up this praise unto your name. Great is your faithfulness. Great are you and clothed in majesty. You desire to abide in the praises of your people. And we lift our hands and we lift our hearts and we lift our hearts and we lift our voice and we offer up this praise unto your name. There's nothing worth more that could ever come close. Nothing can compare. You're our living hope. Your presence, Lord. I've tasted and seen of the sweetest of loves, where my heart becomes free and my shame is undone. In your presence, Lord. Oh, Lord. Holy Spirit, you are welcome here. Come flood this place and fill the atmosphere. Your glory, God, is what our hearts long for, to be overcome by your presence, Lord. Your presence, Lord. There's nothing worth more that could ever come close. Nothing can compare. You're our living hope. Your presence, Lord. I've tasted and seen of the sweetest of love, where my heart becomes free and my shame is undone. In your presence, Lord. Oh, Lord. Holy Spirit, you are welcome here. Come flood this place and fill the atmosphere. Your glory, God, is what our hearts long for, to be overcome by your presence, Lord. Your presence, Lord. Let us become more aware of your presence. Let us experience the glory of your goodness. Let us become more aware of your presence. Let us experience the glory of your goodness. Let us become more aware of your presence. Let us experience the glory of your goodness. Let us become more aware of your presence. Let us experience the glory of your goodness. Let us become more aware of your presence. Let us experience the glory of your goodness. Holy Spirit, you are welcome here. Come flood this place and fill the atmosphere. Your glory, God, is what our hearts long for, to be overcome by your presence, Lord. Holy Spirit, you are welcome here. Come flood this place and fill the atmosphere. Your glory, God, is what our hearts long for, to be overcome by your presence, Lord. Your presence, Lord. Oh, your presence. Your presence, Lord. Oh. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Come before you tonight. Thank you, Holy Spirit, for who you are, for what you are to us. I thank you, Lord God, that you strengthen us. You visit us. That you are always there for us, no matter what. And it's great to be a Christian. It's so great to serve you, Holy Spirit, Jesus. It's so great to serve you, Jesus. It is so great to be with you.
We have a caller, Rosa.
What?
Can you hear him? We have a caller.
Hello? Hello? I don't hear him.
Oh.
Hello? I don't know how you do it. Hello? Hello? Hello?
She's muted.
I didn't mute you. I don't know how you'd be muted. There has to be an unmute button. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for who you are and what you are to us. Thank you, Lord Jesus, that you are with us. You strengthen us. You enable us to do your will, to do your work. And I just thank you, Lord God, that Lord Jesus, that you would just minister to each and every one of us. Thank you for this time in your word tonight, that as we study your word, that it would reign free course in us.
Hello?
Oh, hello there. You've reached the Miracle Man Show. What say
hello.
You?
Hey, what saved me is that I was getting a text from someone, and they were listening to your show, and they had some friends listening to your show as well. And they said this really good thing. They said, we would love to know exactly what Rivers is believing God to do for him at the Holy Spirit Conference so that we can put our faith with his very specifically.
And I was saying that what I'm believing God for is, I didn't say exactly, I should have been clearer. I'm believing God that I will see with my eyes, that I will hear out of my right ear, that I will have a sound mind. I'm believing God that God will show me, he will reveal things to me about what his next and continued assignments for me are.
Amen.
And that is the part, the assignment part, that's the part where we say in more like about me other than the healings. Because it's great that you say you want to be healed, but then from what? Like, what do you want healed? You know?
Yes, and I think that's kind of what they were saying. Is they wanted to know, you know, and I didn't want to just tell them. They wanted to hear you say what you were believing for. And I think that you said it very, very good. And, you know, for an ear canal. You know, since you don't have that on the right side, and for, you know, autism has to leave, even though, like, you're an amazing, high-functioning person.
You still have to take authority over things.
Yes. And then that muscle, did I miss hearing you say anything about that muscle deterioration disease that we've talked about before?
No.
Okay. And so how do you pray about that?
You just believe God. And you believe God that God just heals you and delivers from all of those things. That's what you pray.
From the top of your head.
From the top of the top of his hand to the soles of his feet, that the miracle man is healed and whole in the name of Jesus. And that's what you pray. And that's what you pray, ma'am. Or must I say ma'am?
Yes.
Ma'am. Because I've heard Madam before, too.
Yes, so I'm going to believe God with you. I put my faith with yours, and I ask all your listeners to put their faith with yours, that your eyes will see. And I understand that you need a reconstructive miracle for that to happen so that your eyes can support sight, because your eye sockets are not developed in the natural. And again, you know, for that ear canal, and so that you can hear completely, and your muscle, autism is reduced at its core. And so, yeah, I love this one time recently when I heard you pray for yourself. I thought that was really powerful. And I think if you have time at the end of your show, for yourself. That's just amazing.
Yeah, and I pray for those who believe in God for healings in their bodies. Because
same
as they pray for me, I make sure that I pray for them.
Amen.
Because I'm not the only person who has a body.
No.
If you live on earth, you have a body, it will have needs. It will need healed up some things. It will.
It will.
It's just a product of living on this earth. But when we go to heaven, we won't need it.
Amen. All right. Well, I don't want to interrupt your show more, but I'm glad that you clarified those things. It was powerful.
Thank you so much, ma'am.
You're welcome, sir.
I want to thank you so much for calling in. And it's great whenever we hear from our listeners. It's a great thing. So just keep listening. Amen.
Okay. Thank you, sir.
Amen. You're so welcome. Amen. I love it when listeners call in, but I was in the middle of trying to pray. But I thank you, Lord Jesus, right now that you are just strengthening us, that you are enabling us to do what you called us to do, that you're healing all of those of us who need a healing in their bodies, including myself, that I am healed of blindness, of deafness, of autism, that my muscles are healed and whole, that every strength and bone of my body is whole, every tooth, every area of my body, even stuff that may be perfect. Even stuff that may be perfect, listeners. I pray that God would heal everything in your body. And I just believe God. I thank you, Jesus, that you are the healer. And now, Lord God, I just thank you for this time in your word tonight. I thank you, Lord God, that as we do, you'll reveal yourself to us. And I just thank you, Lord God, that you would just strengthen us so greatly as you reveal yourself to us as we study your word tonight. In Jesus' matchless name, I make my confession over this program tonight. I say that sponsors and partners come into this program. I say that increases in listenership come to this program. I say that sponsors come into this program. And most importantly of all, Jesus, I pray that in your name, that huge amounts of souls would come in to your kingdom, Lord. As a result of this great radio program. In Jesus' matchless name, amen and amen and amen. Sorry. All right. Go with me, please, real quick, to the book of Psalm 111. No, I didn't say I'm cutting short my sermon, listeners. I said quick because we got to go to the word. Woo! Hallelujah. Amen. Psalm 111. And we will just continue on in the book of Psalms. And I'm really enjoying this series on the book of Psalms. So, amen. Psalm 111. I will extol the Lord with all my heart in the council of the upright in the assembly. Great are the works of the Lord. They are pondered to all who delight in them. Glorious and majestic are his deeds, and his righteousness endures forever. He has caused his wonders to be remembered. The Lord is gracious and compassionate. He provides food for those who fear him. He remembers his covenant forever. He has shown his people the power of his word. Words. Giving them the lands of other nations. The works of his hands are faithful and just. All his precious are trustworthy. They are steadfast forever and ever, done in faithfulness and uprightness. He provided redemption for his people. He ordained his covenant forever. Holy and awesome is his name. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. All who follow his precepts have good understanding. To him belongs eternal praise. Psalm 112. Blessed is the man who fears the Lord, who finds great delight in his commands. Verse 2. His children will be mighty in the land. The generation of the upright will be blessed. Wealth and riches shall be in his house. Say that, listeners. Wealth and riches shall be in my house. Say it again. Wealth and riches shall be in my house. One more time. Wealth and riches shall be in my house. Amen. The upright will be blessed. Wealth and riches shall be in his house. And his righteousness endures forever. Even in darkness, light dawns for the upright. And the gracious and compassionate and righteous man, good will come to him who is generous and lends freely, who conducts his affairs with justice. Surely he will never be shaken. A righteous man will be remembered forever. He will have no fear of bad news. He will have no fear of bad news. His heart is steadfast, trusting in the Lord. His heart is secure. He will have no fear. In the end, he will look in triumph on his foes. He has scattered abroad his gifts to the poor. His righteousness endures forever. His horn will be lifted high in honor. The wicked man will be seen and be vexed. He will gnash his teeth and will waste away. The longings of the wicked will come to nothing. 113. Praise, O servants of the Lord. Praise the name of the Lord. The name of the Lord be praised both now and forevermore. From the rising of the sun to the place where it sets. The name of the Lord is to be praised. The Lord is exalted over all of the nations. His glory above the heavens. Who is like the Lord our God? The one who sits enthroned on high. Who stoops down to look on the heavens and the earth. He raises the poor from the dust and he lifts the needy from the ash heap. He seats them with princes, the princes of their people. He settles the barren woman in her home as a happy mother with children. Praise the Lord. Let me just see. Two more. 114. These are short ones. At least 114 is. 15 is 2. And then we're going to talk. 114. When Israel came out of Egypt, the house of Jacob, from a people of foreign tongue, Judah became God's sanctuary. Israel was dominion. The sea looked and fled. The Jordan turned back. The mountains like ramps. The hills like lamps. Why was it, O sea, that you fled, O Jordan, that you turned back, you mountains, that you skilled like rams, you hills like lambs? Tremble, O earth, at the presence of the Lord, at the presence of the God of Jacob, who turned the rock into a pool, the hard rock into springs of water. 115. Not to us, O Lord, not to us, but to your name, but the glory, because of your love and your faithfulness. Why do the nations say, where is their God? Our God is in heaven. He does whatever pleases him. But their idols are silver and gold, made by the hands of men. They have mouths, but they cannot speak. They have eyes, but they cannot see. They have ears, but they cannot hear. They have noises, but they cannot smell anything. They have hands, but they cannot feel anything. They have feet, but they cannot walk. Nor can they utter a sound with their throats. These who make them will be like them, and so will all who trust in them. One house, O house of Israel, trust in the Lord. He is their help and their shield. O house of Aaron, trust in the Lord. He is their help and their shield. You who fear them, trust in the Lord. He is their help and their shield. The Lord remembers us and will bless us. He will bless the house of Israel. He will bless the house of Aaron. He will bless those who fear the Lord, small and great alike. May the Lord make you increase, both you and your children. May you be blessed by the Lord, the maker of heaven and earth. The highest heavens belong to the Lord, but the earth he has given to man. It is not the dead who praise the Lord. Those who go down to silence, it is we who extol the Lord, both now and forevermore. Praise the Lord. Yeah. Amen, 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 amen. Amen, amen, amen. I love these verses. Now, what you get out of a lot of these is God wants to bless us. God wants to bless those who serve him, those who are righteous, those who do what God asks them to do, those who believe God, those who ask of him, those who praise him, those who keep his commandments and don't just talk about keeping them, those who keep them. And he wants you to be blessed. That's why I had you listeners say three times, back to back to back, wealth and riches will be in my house. Because I wanted you to get that. I wanted that to get into your brain. Yes, I did. I did that because I thought that that was important, that that wasn't very important to some people. Another thing I want to talk about, God does not want us to be in fear. Over these last 12 months, you may have had many opportunities to get in fear. Oh, and by the way, those of you who basically have made the news media your God, or maybe you didn't make them your God, but at least you trusted them more than what you, you listened to what they had to say more than what you read your Bible. You listened to them more than what you prayed. You listened to them more than what you, you know, when you watch them talk about the different things and about COVID and everything else, and the way they would talk about COVID, no wonder they want you to be in fear. But if you trust in God, you see, God doesn't want you to have fear. The only fear God wants you to have is fear of him. But you fear him, meaning you reverence him. You don't allow yourself to live in fear. Being fearful will hurt you. I will say it again. Being fearful will hurt you. Let me remind you of something else. Faith and fear cannot live together. If you are fearful, you are faithless. If you are fearless, you can be faithful. So God doesn't want you to always be in fear all the time. And just because that fear will control your life. That fear will keep you locked up in your house, wearing a face diaper on your face, to bed, even. Yeah. But if you trust in God and walk by faith, God can remove that fear from you. And God doesn't want us to be in fear. God wants us to have a sound mind. Maybe some of you, the big thing you have to deal with that God needs to break off of you this week in the Holy Spirit Conference, if you're going to stream it, by the way, please stream it or come. Some of you, the big thing you need to be healed and delivered from is the spirit of fear. And if it's not you, chances are it's possibly someone you know. God does not want us to be living in fear. He wants us to have a spirit of power, a spirit of love, and a sound mind. Not a mind that's controlled by fear or controlled by CNN or MSNBC. There's some people, listeners, who will just walk on their hands and knees out to their car. They'll walk on their hands and knees into the, why are you walking on your hands and knees? CNN said. But I was just saying, listeners, all I'm saying right now, all I'm saying, listeners, is, we have to trust God, not be all living in, fear. He doesn't want us to be all uptight and afraid. Because if you're afraid, it just won't be good. It won't be good for you. So you gotta get rid of that fear that is in your life. You gotta give it to God. You have to just give it to God. Don't just let it be all controlling of you. You can't just let all that stuff take control over you, over your body, over your life. And so, now, now let me tell you something, listeners. This wealth and riches, he wants you to be, he doesn't want you to just barely make it. He wants you to have more than enough to fund a kingdom, more than enough to live comfortable. And you know what? God doesn't want his house to be blessed and your house to be barely making it, broke down, beat up. And just not pretty. He wants you to be in a good spot. He wants you to be in a place where you're comfortable. He does. That's what he wants. He wants you to be comfortable. He doesn't just want you to be he wants you to be in a nice place where you want to be. God has a plan for us, and he doesn't want us to be all in fear. He doesn't want you to be in fear. He doesn't want you to. He wants you blessed, free, not bound. So. Uh, Lord God. I thank you, Lord Jesus, for all of these listeners, Lord God. I thank you, Lord God, that in your name, Jesus, that tonight, that you would just bless your people. You would bless those people who live, who listen to this program. Just bless them and help them. Bless them with whatever it is that they need blessed in. Maybe it's not always financial. Maybe some of it's health. Maybe some of us it's mental. Maybe some of us it's different things. That you would just bless us with plenty in your name, Jesus. That you would just reveal, that you would just bless us all, every one of us listeners, that you just bless us with more than enough. That you just bless us, not just barely, but that you bless us mightily in a way that we cannot comprehend. And you listeners can just strengthen us, that you can help us, that you can just be there for us, and that you would just that you would just deposit things in us. Thank you for this conference this week, as it's going to be a great week, as you're going to just strengthen us and help us mightily in your name, Jesus. Amen and amen. All right. Now, spring training is officially underway. The Detroit Tigers have also began their spring training. Today was the first day that you would have been able to listen to Tigers or watch them. And plans are that in a month the regular season will begin. And apparently the Tigers have some good prospects. Will they be better this year than last year? I hope so. I really hope so. I really hope that they can start getting some good players and not just going for the El Cheapos. Because Detroit teams have a bad habit of doing that lately, just going for the El Cheapos. And it's time for that to change. Now, Michigan basketball. They are rolling. They just beat Indiana. They just beat Iowa. Last week they beat OSU on the road in Columbus. And some people may say, are they better than Gonzaga, who could possibly be the number one overall team in Michigan? I mean, in America. Is it possible? It's possible. Could they be the overall number one seed? It all depends. But the coach in Michigan, Juwan Howard, he is doing a very good job there at Michigan, a very good job at getting that team where they need to be. And Danny's only been there for a couple of years. It's great to see what he's accomplished, and he's making them a winning team. Now, to close out the regular season, Michigan has to play Michigan State back-to-back. State is trying to come back. So they will have to keep Michigan State at bay. they lose to Michigan State twice, back-to-back, and then lose in the Big Ten tourney, then they could still vouch that they had a great regular season, but it wouldn't be the same as if they won all those games. Or at least beat Michigan State once. And they've just got some great players on that team. That team is just doing great things. I have to say, it is very sad that these stadiums are not letting more people in it. I would pretty much go as far as to say, shame on those stadiums. Shame on these governors for not just allowing these states to be full, these stadiums to be full. It is a crying shame. It really is a crying shame. They did not have to close down any of these stadiums. They did it anyway. Makes it very hard to watch when these stadiums are actually empty or just about. I pretty much think they should move the NCAA March Madness to Florida and do it there, like where they just had the Super Bowl and the World Series and the NBA Finals. Because Florida is one of the freest states right now. I wish the NCAA would allow them to just fill one of those stadiums completely. How many are you talking? However many it can hold. 20,000, 30,000, 40,000, whatever the biggest basketball arena is in Florida. Do it at Dolphin Stadium in Miami if you have to. Fill that thing. Because it's time to fill these stadiums up. And about these variants, I would say, you know, they're real, but none of them would be any worse than the original strain, for one thing. For number two, we trust God. As Christians, we trust God. You want to know why they closed it down? Fear, 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 fear. Can Michigan possibly win the NCAA tournament? I think it's possible. The way they've been running, I think it's possible. It's possible. But that big come-from-behind win at Wisconsin a month ago, you know, that was big. That shows what they're capable of doing. They did good going back and forth against that team to the south a week ago. And so do I think Michigan is close to becoming a quote-unquote basketball school? Yes, I do. Would I like to see Michigan be great at both basketball and football? Absolutely. Will that happen? Possibly. But Harbaugh will have to win some of these regular games against these big rivals like Wisconsin, like that team to the south, like, you know, Penn State. And those kind of teams. And that's all I have. I confess Psalm 91 over us in the name of Jesus. I say that we're going to have a great conference this week and that Jesus is going to show up mightily with this great conference. And that you will receive everything that you believe in God for in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. Until next time, folks, God first, God always. Now remember, no show tomorrow night or Wednesday. Until next Monday, God first, God always. So long, everybody.